Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash her students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, older women are set to inherit most of the $54 trillion in the great boomer wealth transfer. To all the young guys out there trying to survive inflation, maybe you need to find yourself a coyote to rob. Imagine the amount of money that boomer Karens are about to flush down the toilets. Many of them will spend that money on traveling and material goods. Most will die in their homes. They'll need men as plumbers and handymen, of course. That'll be the industry to get into as an entrepreneur. Gardening and snow removal, too. Up next, those rich boomer coyotes will also be microdosing Ozempic to have the best sex of their lives. This one is delusional, saying that people think that she's in her 20s. Some simp told her that she looks 20 to smash and dash her, and now she thinks she's the bomb. Men will lie if they're horny enough. A woman that's 67 years old might as well be 87 in man years. If she's still in her 20s, then I'm still a sperm in my dad's pokeballs. Number 3, this Italian influencer priest left the priesthood after struggling with the no-sex rule. Good for him, because in the past priests would have started eyeballing the altar boys or nuns. It's also quite possible that the only reason he became a priest in the first place was to become famous. Looks like the Catholic Church is more desperate than I thought to fill them pews by bringing in influencer priests. Remember that vanity is definitely the devil's favorite sin. Moving on, looks like Caesar is happy as Meta plans to lay off 20%+ of the company. They'll boost the share price, of course. People will say it's because AI will replace them, but in reality, most tech companies are just overstaffed thanks to the days of COVID. Most big tech companies are also guilty of the same thing. They could also be doing this because of the failure of Zuck the Cuck's Metaverse project. Did he really think that people wanted an updated version of The Sims? Number 5, is this the beginning of the end for Canada, with the province of Saskatchewan joining Alberta and trying to leave the country? I hope so. And I hope that Canada, or what's left of it, is forced to join the United States. The Western Hemisphere needs to unite and become self-sufficient, and the United States needs to use Canada's untapped hydroelectric power in the way up north to make data centers, as well as to use the country's rare earth minerals. Canada would be a lot better off economically if that were to happen. Up next, newsflash everyone, but no one actually wants to be fat. Fat acceptance was just cope. All those fat cells like this one were just too lazy and wanted to convince everyone else that it was cool until it was easy to drop the weight. Many black women in the United States just believe that being fat is part of being black. But then when you show them pictures of thin, trim Miss Universe women from Africa, they start to lose their minds. Number 7, well, would you look at that? People are told to eat lab-grown meat for over a decade. And now we figured out that it's 25 times more costly for the environment than actual beef. It was never about the environment, but it was all about the profits. And the stock from Beyond Meat has now crashed. And check out the end of the woke food experiment in Europe as their biggest insect farm goes bankrupt too. Even smothering those ants and caterpillars in chocolate won't get people to eat them. Moving on, people always say that Bitcoin is worthless. And if they really believe it, then why don't they actually give you one? Why can't they afford to purchase something that's so worthless after all? They're usually trying to talk it down because they didn't buy it when it was cheaper. And they envy people that did. I've used Bitcoin before to pay people in addition to using it as a store of value and investment. I don't own any right now, but I'll ape back into it in the fall. Study the 4-year cycles because they're a gift. Number 9, here we have another teacher caught sleeping with a 14-year-old student over 45 times. Women usually weasel their way out of accountability, but this one probably won't, as she faces 60 years in prison and her simp of a husband is sticking by her side, even though he supposedly had an affair with her best friend. But we all know she won't get anywhere near those 60 years. Also, if she was black or Muslim, she would have been set free within hours. Up next, no wonder Trump is charging companies an arm and a leg to bring workers in using H-1B visas. Because in 20 years, the United States brought in over 4 million Jeets and suck deeps. We all know the real reason for this is that the Indian CEOs that are running the American companies. Not only are they hiring local Indians, but importing them in as well. It's a good thing that MAGA came to their senses and started to make it financially unappealing to bring Indians into work. Number 11, and speaking of American companies, that tech companies out there trying to force their clients to use unwanted AI products. Back in the day, no one forced me to use the Google search engine, Maps, or Gmail. Yet today, they're oftentimes trying to cram products down my throat that not only suck, but that we have no use for. A good example of this is Microsoft with Copilot. These days, even smart fridges are having large language models added to them as well. Moving on, it's been reported that Emma Watson is dating a billionaire, after declaring that she doesn't need no man. It figures because, as we know, hypergamy never sleeps. Imagine accomplishing the feat of becoming a billionaire just to date a post-wall run-through feminist mid. Remember, guys, she don't need no man. She just needs his money. But I don't think she's dating. I think it's more likely that she's just casting them infinite money spells. Number 13, isn't it ironic that the British wanted immigration to go down when they voted for Brexit, and meanwhile it actually went parabolically up? I guess they were better off letting in Bulgarians and Polacks instead of having the place flooded with African and Afghanistani migrants. Second world immigrants from former communist countries in the East was much more favorable than flooding the place with third worlders. Maybe it's all punishment for voting to leave or something. Up next, and speaking of third worlders in Canada, school cafeteria and lunchroom have now been designated as no food zones for Ramadan. This is in Alberta, the most conservative province in Canada. Just imagine how bad it is in the liberal provinces. This is insane because if you're fasting for Ramadan, then just avoid the lunchroom entirely and let the others eat in peace. But that's not what this is about. It's basically a humiliation ritual at this point. Number 15, people say that bro here won by renting a yacht and wearing fake chains while pretending to be a billionaire to spend the night with a Brazilian model, and he disappeared before she ever woke up. Yeah, he won all right. He won a false allegation. It probably would have been cheaper to pay for a working girl in Brazil because it's perfectly legal down there. Or for the price of a rented yacht, he could have just banged all of Thailand. Moving on, this man beat his wife after she deleted all of his memes. She was probably just jealous of him giving his memes all his attention and not her. But I don't condone what he did, but I can definitely understand it. Women don't just see memes. They see things that are competing with them for their attention. That's why women are destroying film, television, video games, and the internet in general. Because they see those things as men cheating on them with. I've had women tell me that before. Number 17, in 2003, Matt Damon met and married a single mother bartender, and adopted Alexia, her daughter, as his own. Imagine becoming an A-list movie star to end up with a single mother. Not only that, but he also had another 3 daughters with her. That man's life is now an estrogen-fueled nightmare. He's a rich man marrying an average woman. But you'll never see a rich woman marrying a poor or even average man unless he's some sort of bad boy criminal or Chad, perhaps. Up next, Canada has something called a tax-free savings account. There are only 350 people in all of Canada with over $1 million in net worth in that account. Hopefully I'll become part of that club in the next few years. This is one of the reasons I'm not leaving permanently to the United States. But if Canada imposes a 35% exit tax on net worth over $10 million, then I'll probably leave, because that's financial repression. If I can't get into the United States, then I'll just move to Serbia. Number 19, this OF model was left for dead after a Dubai porta potty party and makes an incredible comeback to pose for glamour pics. This is just advertising for her OnlyFans, and I wouldn't be surprised if at some point she went back to Dubai for more. Also, the call from the streets is powerful enough to bring hoes back from the dead, and she looks nasty to me. She probably tried to catfish a sheikh or something, and he wasn't having any of it. And then he tried to feed her to the crows. Moving on, apparently a father keeps confusing his twin babies, so he numbered them. Now they're like Things 1 and 2 from Dr. Seuss. Don't you just love it when people use AI to make men look incompetent? Why couldn't you just dress them differently? Plus, it's not like those twins don't have their own distinct personalities and ways of doing things. I'm calling this feminist propaganda designed to make men look bad. Number 21, Cameron Diaz, she's a half-Cuban Latina, which I didn't know, has said she doesn't want plastic surgery and wants to just age gracefully with her own face. But at her age, she's gone invisible, and her saying this is just an attempt to stay relevant and get some more attention. After all, she stopped acting back in 2014 and recently made Back in Action last year and is doing Shrek 5 in 2027. So this is probably just sneaky promotion for that. Up next, author Napoleon Hill once said that the number one reason people fail in life is because they listen to friends, family, and neighbors. Of course, because people are more obsessed with fitting in rather than success. He's basically saying don't listen to average people and idiots. This is the philosophy that I live by. I often pose as a fool, but I'm not a fool so that I don't appear threatening to others and so that they don't criticize me to my face because they almost immediately write me off. Number 23, a man couldn't afford a diamond ring to propose. so he did it with a tiny kitten instead. That shocked look on her face is probably because she knows that if she says no, she won't be getting that cat. I wouldn't be surprised if she said yes anyway, but in the end, that cat outlasted their marriage. I also wouldn't be surprised that if in a few years they got divorced and there was a custody battle for that cat too. Moving on, this woman is happy because her man may be ugly, but he makes her laugh and has a great credit score, as well as hits her G-spots. Looks like in some alternate realities, men who are ones and twos can actually get laid. And men there also look like zombies, apparently. The only way a woman would actually be with a man like that in our universe is if he was the president, a famous influencer, or perhaps a musician. Status trumps looks in many cases when it comes to women. Number 25 and the last one, envy is one hell of a mental illness. Those on the left are right that without billionaires, they would actually be richer relative to the more successful people. But for weak-willed humans, it's easier to drag everyone down to their own level than to bring themselves up to the level of others. It's also true that wealth isn't a zero-sum game and that we all live like kings today compared to royalty from a couple of centuries ago. But the human mind usually compares our wealth to that of others. And yes, without Lamborghinis, a subcompact would be relatively faster. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.